This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 211 for Tuesday. Is today January 3rd?
No.
I don't know what day
this is. Yes, it is January 3rd.
January 3rd. Yes, it is. 2017. Normally you get the year screwed up, not the day. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. I just had a great idea.
What's that?
Well, I can't tell you.
Okay, all right.
It has to do with a kick line and the music and the staff.
Okay.
Like AP Rockettes. Wouldn't that be great?
Happy New Year, everyone. Here we are, 2017. We made it.
Inventory's done. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's mostly done.
What?
A couple last minute things for those of us in the retail world.
Christmas was killer. We had a really good season, and we spent a good chunk of December working on inventory, probably the last 2 weeks. And Brian and I have traditionally spent New Year's Eve doing inventory, and we actually were home for the holiday, and we just went in on the first and tweaked a couple things for just a couple hours, and that was actually a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, it was real good. So those of you who have been in inventory or in retail before and understand what that's all about, but here we are. I was actually up at midnight.
Yes.
When the ball dropped, so to speak, I was actually at my computer at exactly midnight and making sure I had everything grabbed. So that was that, and you came up with a new idea for New Year's this year.
I caved. Brian, we've mentioned before in Columbus this year, we picked up a couple pens for Brian, and one was for Christmas, which he received, and he was very excited.
Yes.
And the other was intended for Valentine's Day. And we already planned we were going to take it out of this big giant box and just bring it. It's a big box. And we were only going to bring the pen with us to L.A. because the L.A. show is over. It's always right around Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. You just looked so pathetic.
It's after dinner, and you were doing the dishes, and I'm just sitting there, and New Year's Eve. And Lisa says, you know, I think we ought to have a New Year's Eve pen. And I just about choked. Because, you started out and you asked, do you have a pen for Valentine's Day? Is that what it was? You asked me first about the pen.
You had the pen for Valentine's Day. Did you have anything lined up after that?
Okay.
And we had just gotten notice that the Sailor King of Pen Sky, right?
Yes.
Been discontinued.
Sailor Pro Gear Sky.
Yeah. Yes. The King of Pen.
Well, all of them.
Okay.
The full size, the slim. They're all discontinued.
All of the Sailor Skies are being discontinued, including the King of Pen, which Brian had his eye on.
And I stealthily,
Yeah.
I do this thing. So when I order the pens, if it's something I really like, you're not going to test the waters. We have this rule in the store.
If it's in the case, for sale.
It's for sale. And if it's something I really, really like, I pull it out. But if I'm not sure, I leave it in the case. And if it stays in the case too long, I know it's not meant to be. But I usually order it in the nib that I think I'm going to want. So just in case, I can reach into the case and say, well, you know, there it is. It's the nib I want. We're good.
And I know that we had ordered a King of Pen Sky for Brian. Well, that we had some on order.
She didn't know it was for me.
Well, it is now.
I hedged my bets, though, because they only come in medium and broad, and I ordered one of each.
Yeah.
So we could have them. That way I could just pick.
So I decided that Brian could have the former Valentine's Day pen for New Year's. And I said, you know, if you really want a pen, we can get the King of Pen Sky for Valentine's Day, because we know that they have some in California and we can get it long before then. And if you want, you can have the Ebonite for New Year's, which Brian was completely not expecting, because usually I'm the one saying absolutely not. No.
Well, of course, my immediate question, and all you got married guys out there are going to back me on this.
What do you want?
What do you want? That's my question.
And the issue wasn't cost, and I will be, it's going to be on video. You have documentation that I'm saying the discrepancy in price is fine. There was a pen, another sailor that I'd been eyeing for quite a while and never pulled the trigger. Sometimes like the metallic blue, the metallic purple, and the persimmon that came in a couple weeks ago. Those were a little bit
Lisa more just walked urgent. Out with three boxes.
For Christmas.
For Christmas. She yanked them up the next day.
So for New Year's, I decided I would take the Sailor Pro Gear Slim Frambois.
Which is a rather French-sounding name for a Japanese company.
I know. It's kind of cool. It's not burgundy. It's not red. It's not fuchsia. It's really a really pretty color. And I've looked at it. I've looked at the blueberry. I've got several purple. I've got a ton of them.
She opened up her case today. Pro Gear Slim, Pro Gear Slim, Pro Gear Slim. Pro Gear Slim, Pro Gear Slim, Pro Gear Slim, Pro Gear Slim. And I know she had like two or three of them that weren't in the case.
So I got the Frambois. And then we had to pick ink to put in it. So it took longer actually pick the ink than to decide on which nib size.
What we forgot to mention is so we're having this discussion over doing dishes. And Lisa looks at me, well,
do you want to go to the store?
Let's just go right now. I'm taking advantage of this while I can. And
it's half a mile to the store.
Yeah, it's half a mile.
So we zipped on over. We went in. Brian grabbed his pen and clutched it hard.
I almost went in slippers because, it was who's going to know, right? Or did we go in slippers? I don't even remember.
I think we did. It was New Year's Eve. Who cares?
Nobody's down there. Well, there were people on the app.
So we picked out ink. And I ended up going with Diamine Red Dragon, which I believe that Dave uses sometimes when he signs customer invoices that are shipping out.
It's a nice color.
It's a really nice color. I'd never used it before. I guess I always thought it was too dark or too brick or something, but it's a perfect color for this pen. And I'm very excited.
Yeah, it goes real well with that pen.
But there's no free lunch. And so the deal is...
No, there's not, boys and girls.
So the deal is that in order to earn the New Year's pen, Brian and I have to do something. So we have to use the New Year's pen for the entire month of January. Every single day, not exclusively, but...
Oh, I'm going exclusively on this one.
Well, that's fine.
I can do it.
You have to use your New Year's pen every day in the month of January, except pen shows.
Yeah, pen shows gets a little dicey. You know, sometimes you need the convenience of a vanishing point, click, boom, done.
Or a ballpoint.
Ballpoint. Jeez.
Well, that way if somebody steals it, I'm okay.
Well, who's going to steal a... Well, I shouldn't say who's going to steal a pen at a pen show. It's happens every year, unfortunately. This is my baby. If you don't look close, well, there's no way to tell from the picture, but if you see this pen in person and you don't look close, you may mistake this for the standard resin King of Pen, and it looks exactly like the resin King of Pen, except it's ebonite, and it has these, the double cap band configuration. It's gorgeous. It smells like ebonite, and for those of you who love the smell of ebonite. I'm constantly rubbing this pen.
That's just weird.
It's awesome. It's fantastic. Like it does. It does. Absolutely. And that's how you know it's rubber. It smells like burning tires. And this pen is no longer made in this configuration. And like I mentioned before, we saw it on Joel's table, and he had it on his table for a year. And I had picked it up a number of times, but I never really
fondled it.
Yeah, I never really... And one day I looked at it and I said, you know what? The threads on this pen are not as dark as the section. And that's a dead giveaway, especially with Sailor, because they use a resin section. And I smelled it, rubbed it, sure enough, ebonite. So that's what I did.
So I had a really awesome idea.
You did. Look you at had that. You had a really awesome idea. Are we going to talk about the next item?
Yep. And what did you put in said
pen? Oh, what did I put in said pen? Sailor Yamadori. Which wasn't the deliberating moment. What was which nib I wanted. And the pen came with a medium. There was a broad nib option available for easy swap. And I said, you know what? I'm going to dip the medium, see how it is. And it was perfect, and which is unusual for me because I normally go to a broad. But I kept the medium. Yamadori is great.
Love it. Done. Mm-hmm. So far, we're having a good time using them every day. And I don't know. I think it'll be fun to use it every day.
So like your ninth Pro Gear Slim?
Is that like your ninth King of Pen?
No, it's only my fourth. Thank you very much. Thank you for asking.
Yes. So on Saturday, New Year's Eve, we worked at the store, and then we came home deciding not to do inventory. It was mostly done, a little bit to do on Sunday. And we worked on some personal goals, some business goals, you know, resolution kind of things, and talked about, as most company owners do, what worked this year, what didn't, what we'd like to change, what we'd like to grow, get rid of, etc. And one of the things was a little bit more personal time. So we were talking about the podcast. And for 4+ years, we have been doing the podcast 99% of the time, 95%, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And to be honest, it's just really an inconvenient time. To be completely transparent, we rush home, we have to do dinner, whatever else we need to do, get everything ready for the podcast, and then depending on how long everything takes, there's time we're just kind of waiting.
Yeah, it's the waiting time that's a killer, so, you know.
And then by the time you're done and you finish up a couple things after the podcast, the evening's mostly shot, it's too early to go to sleep, too late to really do anything, so we decided to try 7 o'clock. Today, and we're thinking about moving it to a completely different day and time, and I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, we'll give it a try. You know, I like the 7 o'clock time slot, I'll be honest. Short of the fact that I decided, perhaps foolishly, to install some updates on my machine here before we started, which left me in a little bit of a panic. 20 minutes to go. You know, I like the time slot, but we are looking at doing a Wednesday 10 a.m. Central Time time slot. The majority, probably a strong 95% of the people who watch a podcast watch it after the fact anyway. You know, there is a possibility some people could watch during the day. But this way, if we do it during the day, we can do it at the office. You know, we have the help of Jason, just in case there's any technical difficulties, and he's been very helpful with that.
We can run down to the store if there's any last minute things we need to pull or find out are arriving or whatever. And it would be nice to have to kind of retake that Tuesday night.
Of course, that being said, we've also agreed to take Thursday nights, and we're going to work late in the office. So, yeah.
But at least that's a conscious decision. It kind of
balances out
a
bit. But anyway, so keep an eye out for that. Wednesday, 10 a.m. next week. It also will work better during weeks that we have pen shows. I didn't even put on the script for this week.
Next week?
Next week is the first pen show of 2017, the Philadelphia Pen Show. And you know, being able to do the podcast on a Wednesday morning is going to be awesome. There's none of this, okay, well, we got to stop packing to do the podcast thing, you know. Yep. So anyway, keep out for that. But Philly's going to be fun. A good segue right into that. We are hoping for good weather for the first time in
years.
Last year, the big snowstorm. Year before, ice storm or storm. Was there something the year before?
There usually is.
The year before was that, I don't think it's Baltimore. Well, yeah, there's usually some big snowstorm or ice storm or something. Drama. Yeah. So, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. We've got some of our friends from all over the world are going to be there. First time of the year. We've all had a little bit of pen withdrawal since for some of us, it's only been a few months, but some people DC, a couple of days.
For you?
For me.
You just got a pen.
Well, I know, but, I'm talking pen shows.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking, all right. Some people, they make the big ones, and then their local shows. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So we'll talk a little bit more next week about that for those that are going. What the schedule is like, and see if there's any last minute changes to the show schedule. We got some cool stuff in this week. Should we
whip through this? I don't want to
whip through this. It's a bad way to say it.
We hate to be sales pitchy.
Yeah,
this is really cool.
A cool pen. I like this. I make no qualms that I'm a Mont Blanc fan.
Okay.
I have been before we were dealers. I've been a Mont Blanc fan for a while, and this is the Miles Davis Great Character Special Edition. Just came in this last week. They did a nice job with this. You've got the mouthpiece is incorporated into the barrel end. It's a piston filler on the fountain pen, of course. You've got the valve buttons on the clip. The clip is nice, little spring clip action, nice engraving. The nib is just outstanding. You got to take a look at this nib. This is really great. You got Miles Davis there.
It's cool.
On the nib. Nice looking nib.
It's amazing engraving.
It's a nice looking pen, nice weight in the hand. My only real beef with most of the Mont Blanc special editions and limited editions is they seemingly have this philosophy that none of them should post, and this one does not. The Shakespeare was really close,
but still no cigar.
But the pen is a little bit longer too. They designed them long enough that they're comfortable. They're like a Twisby 580. It is comfortable long enough unposted. There you go. Nice black chase. Looks like black chased is the popular theme this year. Kind of barrel. It's good stuff. Come a fountain pen, rollerball, ballpoint. So those all came in. And this is one of the great shots that creative Jason and Steph did this week.
They rock.
My trumpet in there, and the ballpoint and the rollerball. That came in. That was fun. And along with that, now this is not necessarily new, but we just finally got this up. And we have played with this a little bit in the store. And you may have heard about this, the Mont Blanc Augmented Paper.
Now, the picture you're looking at doesn't look like anything exciting, but it's a really... Mont Blanc is not necessarily an innovative company.
No. Nope.
They're very classic. Mm-hmm. They stick to the same thing. It works.
You can get any color you want as long as you want black.
This is really a step into not even the current era, but the future. This is really a big step for them. Why don't you explain what it does?
Well, so...
Since it's techie.
Augmented paper is a package... It comes with a very special Starwalker ballpoint pen and a nice leather-bound cover that comes with a notebook. And basically what happens is behind the notebook, when you press the pen on the notepad, there's a connection that figures out exactly what you're writing and where you're writing. And there's an actual iPhone app or an Android app that you can install on your phone, and you can transfer all your notes in digital format. You can turn them into text. You can draw on them. You can even erase things. It remembers what you wrote in the order, so you can actually back out a word if you want. You hit a button, boom, it goes via Bluetooth to your phone. It's a pretty neat... a neat thing. And it's a nice looking case, and the refills are, you know, you can get new refills for it, so it's not a one and done kind of deal. It uses a mini style refill, and it comes with several extra refills, and you know, it's a nice package, and it's not that it's priced reasonably, I think.
You know, for a business person, I think this is really impressive. It's Montblanc still sticking to a fairly classic pen, one of the newer updated pens, but going high tech. It's mm-hmm. really an interesting step in the right direction for them, and it's really cool.
You can send your document, like I say, you can convert to text, and you can send them right to, you know, your favorite. I think you can send them to Word and all that stuff. A neat device. I have to admit, I accidentally took the pen apart.
What?
Which I don't recommend anybody doing. It actually comes with a tool to remove the refill. Mm-hmm. So you don't take the pen apart in a traditional manner. There's a tool that latches onto the refill. You pull the refill out, and there you go. So,
very cool.
That was the big thing today. We got that up, and it's kind of an interesting package. So nice packaging, everything. Of course, Montblanc does everything nice. So, that's the Montblanc corner of the podcast for the week.
And now you go to the opposite corner. What, you know, as it happens every year, and I'm not quite sure how, we always seem to find things during inventory time that we didn't know we had, which is always a little fun and a little scary. And we discovered we had a couple bottles of Omas ink. We are down to one bottle of Omas Violet. But if you're looking for the now discontinued, now, what's the word? Dead company?
It's dead. She's dead, Jim. you were going to hit me, weren't you?
I was.
I saw you. You had your...
So we've got one bottle of Omas Violet left. So if you want it, it's on the site. And
No box. It's,
yep.
You know, the label's got a little, you know, it's been ruffled around, but the ink is perfectly fine.
Yep.
I think on one of our last shipments, maybe we had a bottle leak or something. It stained the box and we threw the box away.
I don't know what happened.
We were going to use it for samples, and Chris pulled it out. Hey, what have we got this? You know.
Yep. So. And as most companies do this time of year, we also added a number of things to the outlet. Pens, paper, and ink. So definitely check that stuff out. I was hoping some of it would move so we didn't have to count it, but...
Well, you know, that's how you find things, right? You see what is inventory at the highest cost, and then all of a sudden you realize you have 75 of this pen in stock, and I mean... You know,
or, oh, where did that come from?
24 bottles of this that you probably should only have a half a dozen of, but...
We have that?
Yes, we did have that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, some stuff you can't mark down, some stuff you can. So there's some interesting things on closeout.
Well, it's also a good time to see what you've had for a long time, what moved, what didn't move. Typical retail inventory decisions to make at the end of the year. So we've added some things to close out. In less than 2 months, or right about 2 months, we'll be in L.A., and a lot of the companies will have new lines, new products. So we need to make room on the shelves.
Yeah, it usually happens that way. New stuff in LA, so we'll see who's got what. And I know there's going to be new stuff coming from Aurora, and Hugo Boss usually seems to refresh around that time.
Retro 51 new stuff will be coming soon.
Mm-hmm, yep. So, and speaking of which, do we want to talk about a couple of discontinued items that we discovered today? Speaking of Retro 51.
Yep. Retro 51 discontinued the Marlin fountain pen. That was the blue marbled. And the Calico Rollerball. And I think we are down to one of the Calico Rollerballs. And I think that might be
That's
it.
That's it. The Marlin fountain pen is done. But the Calico is a nice, and that one has been... And wasn't that the one when we first started with Retro, they sent us an extra pen to do as a giveaway, and I think they sent that one.
Maybe.
They sent, because it was one of the deluxe pens, and we had a little giveaway, and it was a nice-looking pen. It's that, you know, that orange and black, and it's got the the gold trim and, you know, a nice, nice pen. Also, the Edison Perlet Lapis Lazuli Flake is being discontinued with potentially, maybe, I don't know, something new to replace it at some point. If that's a pen that's been of interest, that pen is on its way out. We are down to the last one.
Edison is out.
Edison is out. So if that's something you're, it is a good color. And yes, you are correct. That is one of the newer, the Perlets that replace the Violet. So it hasn't been out on the market very long. There's not very many of them with respect to the others. So that's a nice color too. Yeah. I really like that one.
It's too small for you.
Too small for me. I did get a pen, yes. Thanks for reminding me every day for the next 27 days.
Yep.
It's a nice pen. Long
drive to Philly.
Yeah, long drive to Philly. Number 5 size nib, and so that is available. I've got one of those left. That's the discontinued wrap.
Yeah.
I think so. There might be some special things that are going up. Lisa was digging through the case back there.
Oh, yeah.
She found a couple things that we can live without, and I'm feeling pressured that maybe that might be the case for me, but we'll see.
Well, you know, it's a good time to do that. New Year's cleaning, decluttering, start fresh, make room for new stuff kind of thing. That's always been my motto, and Brian's not quite of the same mindset.
No, I'm not. I make my purchases with intent to keep for life for the most part, so I try not to make too many mistakes. There is a question in the chat. Do we know what Schaefer is coming out? When Schaefer's coming out with a new line? Website is come back in the spring. You know as much as we do, quite honestly. We hope for the best since Cross took it over. It's been kind of a roller coaster ride. Some of the good stuff has been discontinued almost as quickly as it came out. You know, anything that's got a color in it has been discontinued.
Pretty much.
Which is sad. If it's black or chrome, they have it still. I've been disappointed when the 300s got kind of chopped in half. Mm-hmm. We had some nice colors, those blues.
Yeah, those
the
were
grays
pretty.
Were really super nice and very popular. I'm hoping forward to a full revamp, unlike the Parker revamp, which seemed to be kind of minor in character. You know, we're going to add a couple fins to the feather on the clip and call it a redo. I don't think so.
It's been a little disappointing since Kenro no longer distributes Schaefer and Cross bought it. It really has not had much innovation or excitement about the line. So.
Well, maybe now that Cross has had it for, a year and a half now?
What else can they chop?
Well, maybe they can actually add something. I mean, you know, they don't necessarily have to. I think the last new thing that Schaefer did was the Tyrannus. And I'm not certain that was maybe, at the time, it was innovative for Schaefer. And I applaud them for that. But I think the execution maybe was not quite where it needed to be, putting the name on the right on the front, like the front of the hood, I think was just a little bit too much, and it wasn't a popular pen. So maybe they'll come out with a new model. I mean, they have to at some point. So
not necessarily. Nah. Have you seen the crosses?
Yeah. So anyway, we don't know. As soon as we know, we definitely will tell you. That's what we know.
Yep.
What else do you got? Do we got anything else this week?
No. New blog post that Kim wrote will be up on Monday.
Okay.
About pen resolutions.
I resolve to buy King of Pens this year.
No. Pen related.
Well, that's pen related.
No.
No?
That doesn't count.
I think it counts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's about it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Remember, next week, tune in. It will be Wednesday, 10 a.m., for those of you listening after the fact or on iTunes, you won't even know the difference. But more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Cool. Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and lots of other stuff. And check us out on all social media as Anderson Pens.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye.